You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalia coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And like always, I'm excited to be here with you this week. I record most weeks on a Monday. So Monday for me is an exciting day. And I actually do Monday very different than most people. Most people look at Monday and they say, okay, it's Monday. Let's go hit the ground running. How much could I do today? And for me, I look at the week and say, what can I do this week? What do I have to do this week? And I use these white index cards and I write down all of my objectives and things that I need to do over the course of the week. And I actually use Monday as a slower day, as a build day. I'm coming off the weekend. Monday, I get back at it. I have my sequence of things that I do, podcast, writing the blog. I have some light coaching sessions in the afternoon. And then I have some visionary work that I'm doing as to, hey, what's next? What else can I provide this coaching community of champions? I work on presentations. So Monday is the day that I use to set up the rest of the week. And I used to do it opposite. I used to hit Monday real hard. And by Friday, I was shot, because every day I would just pound it and pound it and pound it, where now I build throughout the week. So Friday is actually a busier day, but my week constantly sees an elevation, but it's all set up that way. I set it up. I built it that way. So today I wrote something about Monday, right? And I said, or this week, what will this week bring you? And here's the best part. And you may think I'm a little bit nuts for saying this, but we get to decide what the week brings us. We get to decide what we bring to the week, and we also get to decide what the week brings us. How many people wake up and say, oh man, oh, I got to do all this week. I have so much to do this week. And we look at it like that, right? Instead of saying, hey, this is going to be a great week. I'm going to attack the week. I'm going to do the best I can this week. When I tally up my days at the end of the week, come Friday night, I'm going to say, man, I got after it this week. This was a good week. I sought opportunities. I looked to build and strengthen relationships, build new relationships. And I was out there saying, what's next? What else can I do? What else can I bring to the week? Hey, coach, that's great. It sounds like you really like what you do. That's why you're able to do that. And I'm like, no, we can all attack our week this way. We have to think about our week and say, what are we going to do this week? What are we going to bring to our week? And in return, we will get from our week. I see too many people that bring crap into their week. They think of all the things that they have to do, that they need to do, and they look at everything from the standpoint of, oh, this is just going to be another grueling week. But what I tell my CEOs and I tell my executives and I tell the entrepreneurs I work with and I tell the athletes that I work with is this: get excited. Get excited for the week. Get excited about what it is that you get to do this week, and you'll be amazed that when you get excited and you decide on excitement over, oh man, this is what I have this week, and you get excited for what it is you have this week, you'll be amazed at how your mindset and your physicality and your being and your words and your language and everything else transforms with that attitude and with that viewpoint on what is ahead. I talk a lot about the word unknown, right? The unknown. Most people see the unknown as this dark, negative, all the bad things happen in the unknown type of place. And I caution you with that sort of thinking. And I say, listen, but what else happens in the unknown? Some of your best moments in life, the things that you couldn't even plan, also happen in the unknown. So change the way you view the unknown. If you were to ask 10 people what they think of the word unknown and say, is it negative or is it positive? I bet you the majority would say the unknown is a negative place, or they'd talk about all the negative things that happen in the unknown. Let's change that relationship. I'm big on words and I'm big on language. Change your relationship with words. Change your relationship with language and sentence structure and change your relationship with what it is you tell yourself and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Don't look at your week as busy. Look at your week as filled with opportunity. Don't look at the week of all the things that you have to do and you have to get done or else. But look at the week and say, hey, these are the objectives I'm going after this week. And I'm going to attack them. I'm going to go at them with everything I got. And at the end of the week, I'm going to feel really good about what it is that I did. For those of you that need a little bit more of a solid foundation, give your day a theme with your top three objectives. What are the three things you want to get done today? Circle them, circle them, circle them, attack them. And when you're done with that, you've won your day. But too many times we go into the week with the mindset that is not a victory. We don't go in with a champion's mindset. We subconsciously go in with a defeatist mindset. And for those of you out there, I know there's a mixed fan base here, but the name Kanye West, builder, creator of the Yeezy brand, builder, you know, creator of his own music empire, great producer, great beat master, little bit nuts, but you have to be, we're all a little bit nuts. And I was listening to something that he said yesterday, and it said, the only thing that gets in the way of us achieving massive success or whatever it is that we want to do is the way we think. We have to see opportunity. And you can be humble and see yourself as the best. See yourself as the best. How does it feel right now when you tell yourself that you're the best? I'm the best. I'm the best at what I do. I'm the best at what I do. That's what you have to get in the conditioning of telling yourself over and over and over again. And what will happen is your game will start to elevate. People that are afraid to take risks, they don't take risks because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their own capabilities and the possibilities of what it is they can do and achieve. So they think small, they believe small, and they solidify the beliefs around small thinking. And if you're gonna think small, you're gonna be small. So think big so you can be big, because nothing separates, you know, the top from the bottom but how they think and what it is they believe. So think bigger, think like a CEO and you'll be a CEO. If you're the CEO of a small company, think bigger, get your company bigger. Not that you have to be big, 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 but you can get bigger and bigger in certain categories by the way in which you think. Salespeople out there that listen to this, same for you. Stop going after the small sale because the big sale takes the same effort and energy, sometimes less. Just think bigger and go into your week with a mindset of attack. And when you do, you will attract great things into your life. I talk about vision quite a bit. We have to visualize what it is we want and immerse. I say, visualize yourself doing what it is you want to do, achieving what it is you want to achieve, getting what it is that you want to get, and then immerse yourself. So I told a story in a blog that I wrote today, and the story was this. It was a story of the silver BMW. I lived with four roommates in college, and in my neighborhood, there was this beautiful silver BMW, black interior, 3 Series, amazing in my book. And I'd walk past it every single day and I'd say, man, how does this person do it? Because at the time I was making $7 an hour driving a hoopty. I was working at Busch Gardens welcoming people to the park. And I'd see this car and I said, man, that's a beautiful car. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm from Long Island, so I'm a bit of a car guy. And I would just say, what would that be like to have that? And I'd look in it, I'd make sure the owner wasn't thinking I was about to rob the car, and I would just think about this car all the time. So anyway, years go by, 2 years go by, and I signed my first contract with the New York Yankees, and my car at the time, there's no way it was gonna be able to go 50 miles round each way, 100 miles round trip from my parents' house to the stadium and back each night. So I was telling my dad, Dad, I need a new car. And he says, well, what kind of car do you want? You know, you just got this great gig. I always wanted this BMW. He goes, let's go to the dealer and see what we can get. So I go to the dealer and I find a demo with only about 3,000 miles on it. And it was like $454 a month. And I was petrified to spend that much money. And my father talked me through it and said, look, here's what you're making. Here's the impact that this will have on that. So I got it. So all those years of visualizing and immersing, boom, make it happen. We can do this in so many parts of our life, but we have to take the time to visualize, which means we have to get off of our phones and create silence and a place where we can visualize. And at the same time, we have to then immerse, right? I also went to the dealer. I test drove. I found out what it costs, all of that. We can do the same thing in all parts of our life. So immerse yourself, visualize, put it all together and go after it. But be on the attack. Be in that attack mindset. Be in that mindset of, hey, I'm going to bring the energy and I'm going to get the energy back. I'm going to come in with an expectation of excellence and I'm going to bring my A game and I'm going to get those opportunities back. I'm always open and I'm always looking for new opportunity, new relationships to build on the relationships that I have. And I'm always thinking, hey, what's next? What can I do? What can I make happen? Right? Did you hear that? What can I make happen? What can I bring this week? As opposed from expect and take from this week or expect and take from other people. You got to bring it, guys. That's what I want for you. That's this week's message. Go after it this week. Build your week and make it happen. This is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's message. And if you did, like I always say, help us build this team of champions. Help us spread this champion's gospel. Share this with a friend. Share it with a teammate, family member, somebody in your business or in your company that you think can benefit from today's message and needs to and wants to take their game to the next level. So, and also, if you haven't gotten on the daily blog, head on over to danacavalier.com. I do a weekly blog. Actually, I do a daily blog each and every week, Monday through Friday. It's 30 to 90 seconds. Quick read, quick tune up. That's what I believe coaching is. Coaching is about immersion. Coaching is about putting a little nugget in your head every day to set the tone for you to go on and play offense, attack your day, attack your week, and attack those opportunities. So again, this is Coach Dana Cavalier. Thanks for hanging with me today, and I will be back next week with another great message. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalier would love to be your coach. Head on over to danacavalier.com.